Andrea.
Good morning. Yeah, my name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we just conducted a short public opinion survey in your community. Does anyone in your household work through a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Can you be so kind, share your opinion? Anybody works for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Anybody else? No? Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describes how would you vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably vote. The chance is 50-50.
Definitely. I'm voting Harris, 100%.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, does... Okay, here we go. I appreciate you taking the time to help me. With which political party are you registered with? Republican, Democrat, Independent?
Democratic.
Okay, thank you. What is your main racial background? White or white Caucasian, Hispanic, African American, or Black Haitian American?
Hispanic.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Is your age between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55?
36 to 45.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Now, generally speaking, would you say that things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or are they going off on the wrong track? What's your opinion?
Wrong track.
Wrong track. And from the following list, which issue would you say your local elected officials in Miami focus on the most to help you and your family? The issue of traffic and congestion, inflation, and the cost of things like gas and groceries, all their flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency, proper insurance costs, growth and overdevelopment, affordable housing, corruption and city government, crime and neighborhood safety. If you have to pick the one that will help you and your family the most.
Which one would help the most?
Yeah, which one do you think it would?
Inflation and
yes.
Overdevelopment, transportation. Yeah. I mean, all of them, because I don't think they
all
focus on any of them here.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you. Now, you will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Can you please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? And if you have no opinion or never heard of it, just let me know, okay? Donald Trump, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or no opinion, or never heard of.
Donald Trump?
Yes, ma'am. How do you feel about
it? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Completely unfavorable.
Okay, so very unfavorable. How about Manolo Reyes? Do you recognize the name?
I do. Unfavorable.
Okay, very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. And Francis Suarez, same question, same options. What's your opinion?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. And Joe Carollo, or Carollo?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. And Daniela Levin-Cava, same question.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. And Damian Pardo?
Favorable.
Okay. Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat favorable. Christine King, how do you feel about her?
I don't know her.
Okay. And Kamala Harris?
Very favorable.
And Miguel Gavela. Recognize the name? Miguel Gavela?
I don't recognize the name.
Eileen Higgins, do you recognize her?
No, I don't recognize the name.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. Now, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for who would you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Harris.
And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Ms. Harris?
I'm definitely voting for Harris.
Okay. And when voters go to polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes local ballots or referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will not be asked about three local ballot references that may be on your ballot this November. Afterwards, can you please indicate if you will vote yes in favor of the referendum or no against the referendum? Okay, here's the first one. The first referendum is called Charter Amendments to Require Continuous Residency Immediately Preceding Qualifying for Mayor and City Commissioner. And the ballot question reads, shall Section 4 of the City Charter be amended to require continuous residency in the district in effect at a time of qualifying for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for the City Commissioner and require continuous residency in the City of Miami for minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for mayor? That's yes in favor, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes on this one?
Am I definitely voting for what?
Would you say that you definitely or probably voting yes in favor of this proposal?
Yes.
Definitely. Okay. Now, the second referendum is called a partial conveyance for revised development at 1111 Farrow Jungle Trail on Waxon Island. And the ballot question reads, shall Miami's charter be amended, authorizing sell or lease 5.4 acres on Waxon Island based upon fair market value for $135 million to Coral Silency Miami LLC for residential and commercial use, pursuant to applicable zoning, waiving, bidding, and requiring. Returning 13 acres to the city to construct new public waterfront park at no cost to the city. Canceling existing theme park and hotel lease and contributing $15 million for affordable housing infrastructure and other public benefits. Now, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no?
I had a hard time understanding what you were saying.
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
I don't know at this point. I have a hard time understanding.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. We will continue. I appreciate your patience. We're almost done. Now, if you have to choose today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum? You say you're still undecided?
I didn't understand. Like, I would have to read the question. I'm not understanding. I'm having difficulties understanding.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Maybe you have me on the speakerphone, right?
I do.
Okay. I can read it again, or we can move on.
Just move on.
Okay. The third.
How much longer is this going to take?
Just 1 minute more, so I can use the ones you already answered. The third referendum is called Charter Amendment to Revise Mixed-Use Leases on Waxon Island. And the ballot question reads, should City Charter be amended to revise existing leases at 888 MacArthur Causeway, sell 3.2 acres of leased property to tenant for fair market value of no less than $25 million, reduce overall development, extend term 24 years, weigh a bidding, and authorize at no cost to the city. Now, $9 million contribution to affordable housing plus infrastructure, timeshare units become condominiums, mixed
thank
uses.
You.
I'm
would sorry? Say no. Just because anything that they say at no cost to the city ends up being a major cost to the city, just like the stadium.
Okay. And definitely voting no on this one, or probably?
No.
Okay. Now, to remind you, the survey will focus on this third referendum on Waxon Island that you were asked about. Now, you will now be given some of the specific components of this proposal. Can you please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each? A $9 million contribution to affordable housing. Do you strongly approve that? Somewhat approve? Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
I approve.
I strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. No cost to the city or taxpayers. Same questions, same options. Would you approve it or no?
At no cost to the city or taxpayer, yes, I would approve.
Okay. I strongly approve. And reducing the overall amount of development. Same question, same option. Will you strongly approve that? Someone approve, someone disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Okay. And allowing office space to be included. Same question, same options.
Say that again?
Allowing office space to be included. Will that be, that would be part of the proposal. Will you strongly approve that part of the proposal? Somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Disapprove.
Okay. Strongly okay, thank you. Selling 3.2 acres of leased property to tenant at a price fair market value. Will you approve that?
I had a difficulty time. I actually have to go. This is taking a little longer than I expected.
Okay.
So
Can I call you back tomorrow maybe to finish it?
No. You got me at a good time, but it's a very rare. So let's just count like what we have.